Okay?
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode here on the Team Preview Series for 2024. I am Eric Vanek, and you can find me on Twitter at EricVanekNFL. And as always, I'm joined by Koopa. And today we're going to go over the Detroit Lions, the defending NFC North champions. Dan Campbell is the head coach. Ben Johnson stayed as the offensive coordinator. Did not lose very many players off of this offense, but they lost Josh Reynolds and some other players. They're missing 130 targets and only 357 air yards, which is nice. But quarterbacks, go ahead, fire off the quarterbacks here for the Detroit Lions, Koopa.
Yeah, so they've got Jared Goff, who's surprisingly to some done really, really well in Detroit. And he's last year he had PFF grade of 85.7, 10th in the NFL. And he's a really, really solid quarterback for fantasy, quarterback 13, somebody that probably has quite a few years ahead of him. So for Dynasty and Redraft, you're looking at him as somebody that you want to target. And especially as we go through this team, this offense has a lot of weapons that you're going to be very interested in. They have currently have backups of Hendon Hooker and Nate Sudfeld. Hendon Hooker was a quarterback that they had on their roster last year, but he was still recovering from a torn ACL. So I forget who it was that they had as their actual backup, but Teddy Bridgewater, and he ended up retiring. And so now Hendon Hooker essentially gets promoted into that backup quarterback position. And Nate Sudfeld is just somebody that has bounced around a lot of teams in the league, and he could potentially make this team as a third quarterback, but last year they only kept two on their initial 2023 roster. I could see them deciding to only keep two this year as well. That, in my mind, being Jared Goff and Hendon Hooker, especially because they thought enough of him to draft him in the third round in 2023 when they knew he wasn't going to be available for the following season.
Yeah, Goff was really, really good last year. His PFF grade last year was 85.7. He was 10th among 38 quarterbacks. So, yeah, really good season from Goff last year. Hendon Hooker, yeah, he was available to play at the end of last year, but he was never activated onto the game day roster to ever play. Sudfeld, like you said, he's bounced around. So, yeah, I could see maybe keeping three, but they probably only just keep two, and then probably Sudfeld goes to the practice squad as, like, a veteran guy for me. Running backs, Jahmyr Gibbs, the rookie from last year, had a really good rookie season. His PFF grade was 76.3, which was 19th of 59 among running backs. David Montgomery, his PFF grade last year was 79.6. He was 12th of 59 running backs, so a great 1-2 punch here. The backups right now, they still have Craig Reynolds. They have Zonovan Knight recovering from a shoulder injury. Jamar Jefferson, who's been there for, God, 4 or 5 years now. Sione Vaki, 2024 fourth-round pick. That's like a safety running back hybrid. Sounds like he's going to play running back. And Jake Funk as well. They kept three on their initial 23 roster last year. I'm thinking it's going to be the same again. It's going to be Gibbs, Montgomery, and I'm putting Craig Reynolds there for now. But I could see Zonovan Knight maybe beating out Craig Reynolds. I mean, they can keep Sione Vaki. I mean, obviously, they drafted him for a reason. I guess you got to put him on there. So maybe they keep four, because I don't see them cutting a fourth-round pick that early. So, I'm going to go with four. What about you, Koopa?
Yeah, I could see them keeping four. I kind of feel like they have to, realistically. Because, I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, they're both locks. From fantasy perspectives, they're locks too. Jahmyr Gibbs, running back 6, David Montgomery, running back 17. We're expecting a lot of work out of both of these guys. And realistically, I think that actually kind of helps them that they have each other. So Jahmyr Gibbs is obviously the younger, sexier running back that you would want. But he ends up making a lot of his fantasy points because he's so good as a pass catcher. And so they can use him out of the backfield. They were doing some stuff last year, like lining him up out wide and things like that. And David Montgomery is a little bit more of the bruiser, but he gets enough work that he's still very useful in fantasy. And the fact that they're both there, they kind of take some of that workload off of each other and allow them both to be quite healthy and not get run down as much over the course of the season. So I definitely like that split they have there. But for the rest of the roster, I think Craig Reynolds is probably the third guy that you want to hold on to. And yeah, as you said, Sione Vaki, like I don't see how you end up cutting a 2024 fourth round pick. It's just that just doesn't seem like something that you would want to do. But I could also see potentially that Craig Reynolds just is worn down enough that they eventually just end up dropping him off the team. He's been around for a long time, so I don't necessarily see that happening. I think that the fact that he's still rostered on the team at this point in the year probably means that he's making the roster when the season comes. But you could potentially see Craig Reynolds missing the team in some in like 10% of scenarios would be my guess. Like that he just ends up getting cut. You see Sione Vaki being the third guy, and they just run with that. Or that one of these other guys ends up outplaying Craig Reynolds. Zonovan Knight was somebody that a lot of people were interested in last year, and he ended up making his way over to the Lions. He could just be somebody that ends up squeaking his way on somehow as well.
Wide receivers here. So obviously Amon-Ra St. Brown is the starter. PFF grade last year at 91.2, fourth of 128 wide receivers. So amazing season for Amon-Ra. Jameson Williams, PFF grade last year of 62.9, which was 77th of 128. He's already getting some camp buzz, OTA buzz. He really came on in the playoffs and late in the year last year. So I really think this could be Jameson Williams' best year for him. Khalif Raymond, PFF grade last year, a 75.4, 32nd of 128 wide receivers. So Khalif Raymond, according to PFF grades, really, really sneaky good year last year. It might not show in the stats, but probably blocking and all that kind of stuff. He was really good in. And he's going to have a shot to be in three wide receiver sets here. So I like getting him on my deep best ball team, stuff like that, if I can get him for free off of waivers. Donovan Peoples-Jones they brought back. They traded for him mid-season, re-signed him again this offseason. His PFF grade last year was 52.7, 115th of 128 wide receivers. But I think if they can tap into Peoples-Jones' potential that he did show when he was in Cleveland here, he could kind of take over that Josh Reynolds role, and maybe he's the starter outside with Amon-Ra in the slot, Jameson on Williams on the outside as well. So Peoples-Jones is definitely a guy I'll take a couple shots on in some of my deeper leagues. After that, it's Tom Kennedy still there, Antoine Green, a 2023 seventh round pick, Darius Fountain, Maurice Alexander, Isaiah Williams, a 2024 UDFA out of Illinois, who I really like. Tre'Quan Smith is still there. Caden Davis and Jaden Calhoun, a UDFA out of Duke. They kept five receivers on their initial 53-man roster last year. So I'm thinking it's going to be Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Raymond, DPJ as the top four. I probably would put Antoine Green as the fifth guy right now. They could keep a six if Isaiah Williams really shows out, which I think he could because he's one of those little slot jitterbugs. Does have some return ability as well, so they can maybe use him there. So that's a guy I'll watch here in training camp in the preseason. What do you think about the wide receivers here, Koopa?
I mean, obviously you want Amon-Ra St. Brown, a wide receiver. I think it's five on the season. Is his projection, and Jameson Williams has been projected up to wide receiver 45 now. I think that is potentially some of that camp buzz coming out of like, hey, he's looking good. I mean, he potentially could be the number two wide receiver on this team. It's one of those things where it's kind of worrying that it's taken him this long in order to develop a role, but he did show some flashes towards the end of last year, which was his second year in the NFL. So he would hit the third year wide receiver breakout, which in the past is what we used to say, hey, wide receivers break out in their third year in the NFL. So maybe that still holds true for some players. Khalif Raymond, he gets an opportunity to show that he's much better than the position that he was playing last year. I think he was the wide receiver four last year. So he'll get a lot more snaps. And when he was on the field, when he was covering for injuries and things like that, he showed quite well. So he's somebody that I am definitely interested in on a lot of my best ball teams. And even potentially in like one or two like really deep lineups, I might have a couple shares of them. Donovan Peoples-Jones, hopefully he can capture the magic that he had in Cleveland. But since he went to Detroit last year, his snap share fell off. His involvement in the offense in general and what he was able to do from a statistical standpoint, everything fell off. So maybe he needed some time to get adjusted to Detroit. Hopefully he'll be good this year, but I could sneakily see him end up being somebody that like gets passed over by some of these other guys. At least from what happened last year, you would think if you trade for a player that you would end up using him more than the team that you're getting him from, but he ended up being used way less. So that was kind of interesting to me to see that. And so it makes me think that somebody like an Antoine Green, maybe even an Isaiah Williams or somebody like that could end up usurping Donovan Peoples-Jones on the depth chart.
All right, now moving on to the tight ends here. So Sam Laporta, obviously a tremendous rookie season. His PFF grade last year was 77, which was sixth of 72 tight ends. Brock Wright, his PFF grade last year was 48, which was 68th of 72 among tight ends. James Mitchell is still there. Shane Zylstra is coming back from a serious knee injury that he suffered in, I think, training camp last year. Sean McKeon, over from Dallas, and Parker Hess is there. They kept three on their tight ends on the initial 23 roster last year. I think it's probably going to be the same again this year. Laporta, Brock Wright, and probably James Mitchell. What do you think?
I agree with that mostly, except for that I could see Shane Zylstra end up making the team over James Mitchell. James Mitchell, he is a converted quarterback to tight end out of Virginia Tech, and it took him a couple of years to make the roster, and he finally made it last year. But I just felt like he didn't do very much for the team. Like they never really played him that many snaps per game. And I'm somebody who's a sucker for tight end position converts, especially quarterback to tight end. And James Mitchell, I was excited for, and he just kind of fizzled out and didn't do much. And Shane Zylstra just has some of that, like, just NFL experience and specifically tight end position experience that James Mitchell doesn't have, and so he might end up usurping him for that tight end three spot, and then James Mitchell would go back onto the practice squad. But Sam Laporta, obviously you want him. Currently, he's actually ranked as the tight end one for redraft, and that's something that to me is kind of interesting. I'm not sure I would bank on him being the tight end one this coming season. Just if you look at what it what he yes, he was tight end one last year, but what needed to happen was the fact that Travis Kelce had a historic low season. Travis Kelce also got hurt right before the season, and then also Mark Andrews was dealing with injuries as well. And I think both of those two guys are probably going to, assuming they stay healthy, beat Sam Laporta in fantasy this year.
Yeah, I mean, I still think he's still going to be a top tight end this year. He's probably going to be at least top three, I would say, top four. Just look at the rest of this offense. Like, who else are they going to really throw to? Like, Jameis's been inconsistent. Are you going to really throw to Khalif Raymond and DPJ all game? Amon-Ra can't catch everything. Gibbs can't catch everything. So I think Laporta's still in line for a really good season. Offensive line was spectacular last year, and a big reason of why they had so much success. Penei Sewell was their best player last year, so I just wanted to bring this up. He earned a 93.1 run blocking grade last year in 2023, which was the second highest figure by an offensive tackle over the past 5 seasons. So his run blocking season was elite, elite, elite. Taylor Decker is still the left tackle here. His PFF grade last year was 81.1, ninth of 81 among tackles. Giovanni Manu, a 2024 fourth round pick that they selected, is the backup. Graham Glasnow, who was their right guard last year, is going to move over to left guard. His PFF grade last year was 74.9, which was at tackle. It was not. Eighth of 81 there at guards. His backup is Coyote Owaska. PFF grade last year of 55.7, 50th of 79 for there. Center Frank Ragnow was the number one center in the game last year. PFF grade last year of 88.8, and he was first. So really, really nice season from him. Michael Neese is his backup. They brought in Kevin Zeitler from the Ravens. Veteran guard that's been really, really good for years and years and years. His PFF grade last year was still 71.6, which is 15th of 79 among guards. So definitely bringing in another really good piece. His backup is Christian Mahogany, who was a draft pick this year as well. Some highlights on Mahogany. His overall needs to play with more control, especially in space, to survive versus NFL defenders. But he plays like a bouncer outside of a club, looking to bash heads with power and forceful hands. He projects as a guard, versatile NFL starter, ideally suited for a downhill run team. So good backup there to have, with Zeitler probably only going to play maybe another year or two. And then the right tackle, obviously, is Penei Sewell. His PFF grade last year was 92.8, which was first among 81 tackles last year. So a hell of a season from Sewell. And Colby Sorsedal is the backup. And then kick returners and punt returners. Go ahead with those, Kuba.
Yeah, so kick returns, Khalil Dorsey did most of the kick returns last year, although Craig Reynolds also did a couple here and there. And then Sione Vaki also could be coming in and taking over some of those kick return duties as well. So kick returns a little bit up in the air. If I had to take a guess, it's probably Sione Vaki and Khalil Dorsey that are doing kick returns, especially as we were talking about a little earlier of Sione Vaki potentially coming in and being a fourth running back for them. It would just help kind of justify that fourth running back roster spot if he's back there doing kick returns, and then you are only having five wide receivers on the roster, whereas a lot of other teams that we've talked through, they have six wide receivers, and one of those wide receivers is the kick returner. Punt returner Khalif Raymond has been doing punt returns since he joined the team in 2021. I don't expect that to change. I think he's done a pretty solid job for them. And that could be something that just gives you a little bit of an extra value bump for Khalif Raymond if he ends up being the wide receiver three on this team, or if he even passes Jameson Williams for wide receiver two. Like, just having that extra little bit of punt return value, if you have punt return yards in your fantasy leagues, it's just that extra little bump that it's not going to be much, but it might be an extra 1 to 2 points a game that can that can help essentially give him a little bit of a boost to justify him being in your flex spot week after week or something like that.
All right, so overall thoughts here on the Lions for this coming season. I kind of just see it being the same thing, man. They got to stay healthy. Obviously, they stayed pretty healthy last year. Montgomery missed a couple games. But overall, they were pretty healthy last year. If they do that again this year, really, really good offensive line. I see Gibbs and Montgomery kind of doing the same thing they did last year. Amon-Ra should eat. Laporta should eat. So it's kind of status quo for me for the Lions. What about you?
Yeah, I think that this is one of those teams where we saw what we got last year, and I think it just, you can project them for repeating what they did last year, just barring injury, of course, but you can never project that. So, like, all these guys, all the main ones that we talked about are like, hey, you want these guys, you probably already knew, and you know what to expect out of them. I wouldn't be expecting too much different this year compared to last year.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so that is going to be it for the Detroit Lions on this one. We'll be back next with the Green Bay Packers.